KO4NUE. KO4QLG. KO4NUE.
UE and 0TR. Sound like no joy with Chris.
That's what it sounds like, but I maybe talk with you for a few minutes. How are you, Tom?
Gordon, I am. Just going to talk with me for a minute. Oh, we're doing okay.
Hi, Jed.
Hey, Miss Bernice, how are you? You never guess what I got in the truck.
No.
At the seafood market this morning before we left Myrtle Beach. And I got some fresh shrimp, fresh flounder, and a bushel of local oysters.
That really sounds good. As long as the oysters are cooked. Oh, boy. All of those are great. We buy that North Carolina fresh shrimp over here at Ingles at times. I'm not supposed to have a whole lot of it because I get gout in my toe, but just once in a while, it don't bother me. And, oh, is that the most delicious shrimp I ever ate?
This morning's catch came in this morning, and I got there shortly after it came in. And, boy, some good-looking stuff. But I'm telling you, I walked in that place to, go pay for it. And, my gosh, the smell was horrible.
Fish guts. Yeah, well, happiness is a large gut pile, as these deer hunters say.
Well, oh boy, it's pretty rough, I ain't gonna lie to you. But the guy was, he was nice. And I think him and his wife ran the place. But they had some hired help there. He wasn't too happy with the hired help that morning, but, hey. He didn't take long to get him straight.
So, basically, he was the sergeant major.
What had happened was he had, those glass display cases where, you can see through the glass and see all the fish, And he had put the grouper in. The stickers did not match up outside of the glass with what the fish was showing. So he's on him pretty hard, saying, hey, this is $12 a pound, and this is $16 a pound. And that's grouper, and this is flounder. You see the problem with that. You need to take those two trays and flip-flop them.
That's a bit of a difference. Which one's the higher price, Chad? I don't really know.
Swapping the trays out. This young kid comes out from behind the counter and swaps the stickers out. And just looked at the old man like, That old man didn't like that too much. He let him have it.
Yeah, that's not exactly what he was told to do. Well, I don't know which is the more expensive. I never ate grouper. I know what they are, and I've seen them a lot. They're a big fish. But I like flounder. It's good. Which one's the more expensive? I'd guess the flounder.
Right, the flounder. Flounder was, I think it was 16 a pound, I think.
Our mobile KO4NUE. We are on a journey, and I got a truck full of lasagna and a big salad, and we're headed down to pick up the grandkids again today. But the daughter Amy had a meeting at General Electric that she couldn't miss, and we were volunteered to do that, and Bernice made dinner.
For dinner?
Well, lasagna. And, it's so delicious the way she makes it. And then there's a big salad with it, and I think that'll probably cover it.
Tom, let me let me get off this radio. There's a really bad accident on I-26, and I better pay attention to what I'm doing until I get back to this. If I get through it, I'll give you a holler, but I need to pay attention to what's going on here.
Talk to you, Chad. Say hello to wife and 73s, and we'll catch you down the line. KO4NUE and 0TR, not too far from the school.
Be clear.
Y Mobile. 4ACX. Hey, Daniel.
Whiskey 4, Hotel India. Name's Bruce, Bruce.
How's it going today? Another station called out also.
Hey, John, just go ahead and continue. This is Bruce down in Seneca.
Did your QSO? So, I think he was just trying to get back to you. Bruce, I thought maybe I interrupted. Hey, Bruce, how's it going?
Two house here in Seneca. That's not habitable yet, but it sure is amateur friendly. So I'm setting up my station here. I kind of do this every afternoon. Come down here for a few hours when the workmen aren't here and play radio.
Patrick, how's your day going so far? I was thinking about you earlier.
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying the sunshine this afternoon. Wound up being a beautiful day out here.
But yeah, it's definitely a pretty day.
From the house we're at.
Wells Highway is just south on 59, Conroz Creek. And there's an old spillway hydro dam there. And our house is overlooking it. So it's kind of neat. We got our own waterworks.
It jumped out. I got a phone call. KO4HKX. Clear.
Bruce, that's a pretty cool location. Now, are you new to Seneca, or is this just a new-to-you house?
Government, in law enforcement, and we were up here from 90... Well, we moved to Atlanta, got transferred to Atlanta in 87, moved up here in 93 and built a house on Lake Hartwell, which we kept till about... and then got transferred in 2004 to Brunswick, Georgia, then from there to Washington, D.C., then back home to Boca Raton. And then just before the pandemic, we kind of said, hey, let's move back up to Oconee County. So, anyway, this will be our second new home out of 10 homes we've owned. And it's going well. It's a good spot.
I'm in a little shady spot over here, so I may lose you for a minute, but I'll be back on if you can still hear me.
I can still hear you, but, and your name was Pat?
KI4DGY, and the name is Daniel. Delta Adam Nathan IEL.
Very good. Nice to meet you, if we haven't talked. Still trying to... We've been here a little over a year now. We first had to find a lot, and then had it cleared, and then find a builder, and so it took a little time. But we should be in this summer.
Law enforcement, what did you do?
War on drugs. I worked in narcotics, organized crime, and all that stuff. My specialty was electronic surveillance. So I was a bug guy. Over. Until you get out of that swamp start location there. Over.
D-A-L-I-E,
but it's still pronounced like Dale.
Daniel.
Comment.
W4HI, Bruce.
W4HI, this is KO4NUE. You got to forgive Daniel. He has a hard time spelling words sometimes.
For me.
Dude, so I'm just giving him a hard time.
I hear you on a lot, if you don't mind giving me your name so I start to try to remember all these different repeaters and personalities. But, Dad, no problem. We understand.
And anybody out there listening that's thinking about doing westbound I-26, don't, around Roebuck, don't do it. It's, I don't know what the deal is, but it's a bad one.
Bruce, can you give me your call sign one more time?
Back, it's Whiskey 4 Hotel India, W4HI.
Good copy, I got Whiskey 4 Hotel India, and this is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. And that was Chad, you were hearing, I guess he's on the highway, and Chad is at Table 4 in UE.
4DTY and N4NUE, if I got this right. This is W4HI. Very good. Yeah, so to finish that, Daniel, yeah, we've lived up here once before and had a house on Lake Hartwell and had a good old time. Foolishly sold it, but you know, you move around with the government, you get kind of used to that. So, but we had a great time at what we did. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So, over to Chad, W4HI. Hopefully, you're not going north 26.
KO4NUE, and I'm westbound 26, or trying to. And doing about 2 miles an hour, and there's a bunch of wrecks strung out along the way, I guess where the spaghetti effect caught up with them, so there's stuff strung out everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take you forever then. Where are you at on 26?
The next exit is, I think, maybe Walnut Grove, Daniel.
How'd your or Miss Anna's event go out of town?
Getting down here was pretty intense. There was really intense storms. I don't know, about an hour out of Myrtle Beach before we got here. And I was about 8:30 at night. They sent out a tornado warning and kind of some funky winds, a lot of lightning. My goodness, I've never seen so much lightning. But and a lot of water. But other than that, it went good. How about what's going on with you?
Hang on 1 second, got a call.
My working life, I traveled all over the southeastern United States in the 80s and 90s, and so I know all these roads, but I haven't traveled on them very much lately. We have relatives over there in Crossville, so I think we'll sooner or later head over there and visit them. That's about a four and a half hour ride. But 26 is beautiful, especially when it gets to 40 and goes through the mountains there. But boy, that could be a mess. What kind of work do you do, Chad?
4NUE. Bruce, I think I've talked with you before. I think you are the electronic surveillance fella. I'm the retired military. I was in communications in the military for, long time. And I think I talked with you about 6 or 8 months ago. Over.
We did talk before, and we've talked extensively because you did a lot of work in the microwave range, and so did I, but in a lot lower power levels and not hitting a satellite, hitting remote dishes so we could put covert cameras up all over the country. So that was a lot of fun. Yes, it's nice. So are you still employed, or are you just enjoying the interstate travel?
retired and married though, but that's, you know, that's a full time job, I guess. Hey though, Bruce, KO4NUE.
$25 a week, so that's my allowance. So my wife runs all our finances, and I just go with the flow, and it works out really well. So the cats, we did talk before, and beautiful country, and yeah, right, this is a really pretty day after the last 2 days, but then again, I think about all the people out west that are just worrying about whether they're going to have drinking water, let alone us, where we get some cloudy, rainy days, especially here in the springtime. If I remember right, this is when we get the vast most of the water for the year is during the spring, winter and spring, and just an occasional thunderstorm during the summers.
So how's the house coming?
Got it working amateur radio-wise on portable power. We're at, got a little snag on drywall. So we've been waiting 3 weeks for drywall to come in. It's supposed to be here tomorrow, maybe Monday, but usually they're pretty right when they say when it's going to come in. So, but we're good. We were expecting to get in here early as June, late as July, and if it's August, it's August, you know, that's what it is. It's kind of been fun building a house, a new one, or having a new one built again, because we put all our little things that we want, creature comforts, really in it. Whereas, you know, if you buy a used home, you still got to refurbish it, and then you still got to find a place to put all your unique things. Now we've been able to plan for it, and we've had plenty of time to plan for it, so it's a good experience so far.
Roger that. Well, I'm glad it's going well for you. I know, I think last time we talked, you had just started or something. I can't really recall, but in the search of a builder, I think.
It was a long time ago then. Yeah, we had the builder identified in June of last year, and then we found the lot in a little bit after that, and we worked through getting the lot. It's a little less than 2 acres in a subdivision, no HOA, and a beautiful overlook of this spillway dam hydro project built in 1910. So it's kind of we got our own waterworks in the backyard. And got lots of trees for HF antennas. I've already strung the ropes up through the trees that I think I'll want to use or will use, or, well, at least I got a spare tree. You know, with no leaves on the trees, it's a lot better to shoot up a line during that time than when they're fully with leaves. So got all that working, and right now I'm working off an indoor antenna that I put inside the attic. Mostly, this is going to be the weather radio antenna, but it can also be a 2-meter 440. And we're going to build a shack outside of the house for the radios. That'll get done after we build the house.
Does the... If I'm not mistaken, I think that sounds about right last time we talked. I think the hydro plant you're referring to, I think you told me it was still producing some power. Is that correct?
Yes. Maximum, about 850 kilowatts. And they sell it to Seneca Light. But it's owned by Green Hydro Parks. It's a private corporation that buys up these older hydro plants, just like this, and keeps them up, maintains them, sells, you know, makes sure that they're still producing power, and then turns them into a park. But this has always been a park, so I think they'll just spruce it up a little bit. And right now we're getting connected to natural gas. When they built this subdivision, this was the last lot that nobody said they wanted ever buy, but they've all made a mistake because we really got a steal on it. And, of course, it has a, you know, beautiful view down at the water. So, but we're having natural gas put in, and they quoted a price for it, but I'll tell you what, the gas company is spending a whole lot more money than I am to get the gas into the neighborhood here. I mean, they had to go all the way down to the main road, 59, and tie into the main down there. They've been here for about 3 days with four trucks and about six guys. And, I mean, these guys were all busy.
I got your comment. KO4NUE. Well, Bruce, you don't worry about that. That gas company will get it back. Trust me. Go ahead, comment.
I'm back, KI4DTY. And I was going to say the same thing. The gas company is definitely going to get their monies back.
It's true. I know that. In fact, it was a shame that they offered it to everybody in the neighborhood, and it would have been no cost for me then, but nobody wanted to do it. But they probably will now that they see it's in here. They'll probably start hooking up to it. So we'll see. But it was still a nominal price. It was still a lot cheaper than putting propane tank in the backyard and all that kind of stuff. My wife likes to cook on gas, so we had to have gas.
And we have natural gas at our house. We cook stove, plus our hot water heater, and our actual heat and air is off of natural gas. I love it.
I grew up with gas as a youngster in Pennsylvania, and when I was living in Atlanta before we moved to Lake Hartwell, we had natural gas there. Gas, but we did all gas stuff. We've got a gas stove, well, a gas range, and the gas furnace. Even put a heat pump on it too, just in case, dual fuel, and got a gas log in the living room, and we have a three-season porch that's going to have a little, one of those gas fireplaces, you know, you sit in the center of the room, and it kind of magically makes everything warm for you. And then the other thing is we also put in a tankless water heater, and finally, gas dryer. Since we went all gas.
Yeah, we've looked at, but have you ever used one before?
I have.
And did you like it?
Yeah, I did. I grew up with them, and I've never known any difference. Of course, lately I've used electric, but natural gas, I've had them for growing up and in different places where we lived.
We, like I said, we have our gas range, gas hot water, and then gas heat, and then gas fire logs. The fire logs is the only thing I kind of wish was just regular firewood. I've been loving it. This was our first introduction to gas when we moved into the house that we have, so we've had it now for a while, I don't know, 12 years, 15 years, something like that. I love running the house off of gas. And I'd probably switch the dryer if I could, or at least could afford it.
Leave Chad out here, and I didn't catch your name. I don't think you're Daniel, but if you are, then I apologize. But, when you're doing new construction, it's really very economical to do it. If you're not doing new construction, it depends on if you have a crawl space or a basement, then it's pretty easy to do too. But, you know, this was very, very reasonable. Every connection that they make is $55. So if it's a receptacle on the wall, it's $55. If it's a gas outlet from the stove, or it's $55. So it kind of all works out. That's how they part of the allowances for the house.
Daniel, go ahead, Chad.
We just got past the wreck. It was two transfer trucks. One of them tore up all two pieces. I had Bobcat out there and trying to pick up all the pieces. I didn't see anybody hurt, but the trailers were definitely tore all to pieces. But at any rate, headed back in from Myrtle Beach and just listening in. Y'all go ahead.
For your house being done?
June, July, somewhere in that neighborhood. And again, as long as we have any, we really haven't had any real big delays till just the drywall. That's the biggest one. It's been pretty constant doing one thing or another since November. And so it's moved along really well. Now, this is just a temporary stop. We only have, you know, once the drywall's in, we have less than probably 25% of the house to do, and it's all on the inside. The outside's all done. We do have a yard to build, though, but that's going to come after.
And especially out there, like you said, on the water, that's going to be nice.
Beach was for fun.
UE, say again, Bruce.
Wait. How's my signal? Is this good enough? Over.
Yeah, it sounds good. You got just a little bit of a hiss in there, but if you're not listening for it, you can't even tell it's there.
25 watts. How's this one?
I can't tell any difference. It really is not worth mentioning. Really, it's you can go back down to the lower power. Actually, it's not even noticeable. Really,
I just bring batteries. I run both the HF and the VHF, UHF, and DMR off batteries. So it's real small batteries, so, because I don't really operate, you know, maybe an hour or two here, and then I go home. So I've never had a problem with running out of power for the short time I'm down here. And I got spare batteries, so I just swap them out and bring them back down. New set of batteries every time I come, and it works out pretty good. Over to Daniel. Listening in, I'm going to do some HF while I'm here. 738, y'all. Nice meeting you, Daniel, Chad. We'll talk to you guys soon again. W4HI.
A great one. Enjoy the queue, sir.
73, Bruce, KO4NUE, standing by.
HI, KN4CHY, before you run off, if you hadn't already, are you on the right side of the road or the left side of the road over there heading out of Seneca?
Left side. If you come out, if you know where, if you're coming south on 59 and you cross the reservoir of Conroy's Creek, there's two subdivisions. One on the right, that's Riverwood 1, and I'm the one on the left-hand side, that's Riverwood 2, and I'm the first lot as you're coming in on the left. And it starts down there at 59, if you know that geographical area.
Used to live just beyond that, off of right past what used to be Ralph's Trophy Shop. It's now a Snow Creek store, I believe. Used to live right there. I still come through there all the time, but not down 59. I come up on Clinton Shoals Road, cross 59, and hit Sam Brown Road there by the store.
My friend used to own and run Ralph's Trophy Shop. That's cool that you're bringing that up.
Beautiful land on Sam Brown Road, and I know you know that because you've probably seen that, both of you guys who are familiar with the area, because there's some houses there that they, I'd be on the west side of the road, that, you know, they just got spectacular views of the mountains there.
Yep, and in fact, a couple of them about midway, and cleaned out a bunch of stuff back behind them so you can see even better back there now. Yeah, every time I go through there, I see one of those houses go up for sale, and I knew that view's way out of my price range, over.
It's fortunate. This was the last lot. Well, there's a couple other lots still left in here, but they're all, you know, straight drops. But this one, everybody avoided because they said it had too much slope to it, which it really didn't. And the bonus of it is, I mean, literally, we're within a few hundred feet of the dam, so it's worked out really good. Now everybody says, "Oh man, we should have bought that."
Location.
I'm not a fisherman though, but I probably will become now. Drinking Florida. Yeah, there's both sides of the dam. You know, you go either on the reservoir side or you go down by the powerhouse. Supposedly right now is the crappies are coming up to spawn, and I see people bringing stringer loads of crappies back from the going down by the powerhouse.
Me and Mike have three young boys, and we just started fishing last year for the first time, and we're always looking for cool locations, but yeah, usually anywhere near a dam like that is usually a pretty good location, so you should definitely pick it up.
Great, K4C. Yeah, Bruce, I don't know if you remember me. This is Keith on this end. We used to talk on DMR way back. But yeah, I have not been down there to see the new section being built. So I don't know where your house is. I was wondering, you're out in the valley down there, ain't you?
Farm Road, the first house on the left on Valley Farm Road off 59. And Keith, I thought you sounded familiar. And so, yeah, we've got everything down here right now playing radio. So I was going to do a little bit of HF yet today. It's been spectacular on HF. I've been working 15 meters and 17 meters, you know, stuff that you haven't worked, a little bit of 10, 20 is, like, crowded right now, so it's been really good. Keith, what's your call sign again, please?
Number 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, 4 East West.
Love that. Here in Seneca?
Close. I'm in Friendship, just south of Seneca.
Remember talking to you because I was telling you we were coming up and then we were up here and all that stuff. So it's good. Well, I don't want to monopolize this. Let's throw it over to we got Chad out there roaming around coming back from Myrtle Beach.
KO4NUE, I'm going to step on out. We made it to our home exit, so we're going to stop and grab some hibachi for supper tonight. And I'm going to clear on out. KN4DTY, KN4CHY, and Bruce. This is KO4NUE, 73, I'm clear.
73 is Chad, and have a good one. Enjoy your dinner. Well, I'm actually at my next destination as well, so I'll say 73s as well. Bruce, Chad, and Ken, it's nice hearing you guys and talking. Y'all have a good one.
For CHY, yep, y'all have a good evening, Chad, glad to hear you and Anna's back, and Daniel, take it easy, and we'll catch you later, and Bruce, I interrupted you from switching over to HF, so I'll let you go, but yeah, we're not too far from you, and when I go into the plant, I cross within probably a couple of country blocks of you over there, over.
Just kind of squared away here, Keith. You got to come by and just maybe on your way to work or something like that, or away, coming back. I usually hear them most of the afternoons because they stop working around 3. They come usually around 6:30, and then usually around 3:30 they're gone. So I got the whole house to myself, and it's just plus time to get out of the apartment. But sounds good, Keith. I want to do get a little HF in here today. 73 from W4HI, 6372 Valley Farm Road.
HI, KS4CHI. gauge. Why, yeah, I'll have to venture over that way and see what the development looks like over there. Yeah, since we moved over here, I'll hardly ever go that way. Anyway, good to hear you, Bruce. Have a good evening. Yeah, make lots of contact on HI. 489
Well, sounds good, Keith. I'm glad you came in and said hi, and I appreciate it. And, yeah, we'll definitely have to do that. KN4CHYW4HI, Claire. And going to HF.
CEF Mobile.
CFW Mobile.
You got off early today.
Well, I had to run some errands. I'm almost done. Day. I thought it was going to be a little worse. My foot was going to be sore, but it wasn't too bad. I don't know if it's the steel-toe shoes because, you know, the toe doesn't deform when I step. I don't know, but so far it's been pretty good.
When you get home, make sure it's good for in the morning.
I'm going to our pharmacy and pick up my drops, and then I bought some Epsom salt while I was there. It's pretty good, what, a dollar or something for a bag. Wasn't bad. I don't know what to do with it, but I'll figure that out when I get home.
It's good as new for the weekend, right?
Yeah. My plane came in today, so I'm anxious to get over to my sister's house and get that home and get it unpacked. Troll airplane. I ended up buying one. I wanted to try something a little different. I've always had screen controlled or, you know, just remote control cars. I figured, what the hey, might as well try an airplane.
Hanging out with Steve and Dave.
I heard them talking. I grew up, my dad, we flew the little string control kind. I had a little PT-19 trainer, you know, a little bitty old thing. I mean, it was fun to fly. And you know, nowadays I get dizzy if I did that, but I don't even think you can buy those anymore.
Myself, I never was very good at it, though.
Control ready to fly. I spent a little extra on it trying to get something, you know, halfway decent. That way, if I do like it, it's, you know, it'll be a decent plane. So, but it's not made of, you know, it's made of styrofoam, I believe, but it's still got the, you know, nice remote control, $100 remote. You know, I tried to make sure I didn't get anything too cheap.
Not good for you, and you enjoy it, then you can graduate to a bigger and better one.
Well, this hobby takes enough money. I don't know if I can put too much more in a different hobby.
Mama hat.
Okay.
Relatively inexpensive, yeah. You're probably not going to get away with two hobbies.
Yeah, I figured I'd give it a try. Thought maybe me and my dad might be able to go flying sometime. You know, he's always, I grew up, he always had airplanes. I never seen him fly one except for the string control, but he had one he worked on forever. I don't think he ever did anything with it. He just said he was working on it the whole time, trying to convert a, I don't know if it was electric or what, and he was trying to mount an engine on it. Who knows with him what he was trying to do? So, no.
Anyway, I'm going to swing by the clock, pick us up something, and then we'll eat and then walk the dog.
Out of the clock would be good for something.
Support the little guy.
Yeah, they got rid of the onion rings. You know, you used to get some fries and a couple onion rings to go with it, and they got rid of all that.
It has onion rings.
Disappointed now. I thought all of them got rid of them. Maybe it's just the one in Bowling Springs.
Express and Greer, they always have it.
Good onion rings, too, is Boots and Sonny's up in Landrum. I got some pretty decent ones.
Can they ever get up that way?
Coating on them, you know, they're not real crunchy. That's the only downside of the clock ones. You know, they're kind of thick and crunchy. Those are just real light. Man, I tear them up.
When's your wife and kids getting back home?
I'm
sometime tomorrow. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Although I'm gonna have to do some housekeeping tonight, make sure everything looks good. I don't want her coming home to a dirty house and a dish sink full of dishes. Good, you know, eat all paper plates and stuff, but you know, I still accumulate some.
How is it washed?
Nothing but uniforms.
Nervous to do that?
I really don't know. I've always washed mine. I think when they first started, they did, and then it got less and less common the more employees they had. So I think they ended up just discontinuing it.
I hear. I change after work into a new set, wear it home, wear it back to work in the morning, and change it so that way I've always got a clean uniform when I get in the car.
Yeah, I wish they did that, but they only had like one pickup point in the whole plant, and that was in the front. And you know, if you didn't walk out that way, it didn't do you any good.
I understand that. Yeah, it makes it nice now. They got the new employee locker room, all of them are in one spot, so it makes it real nice.
Where when they first started, they had, I guess, the drop-off points for the clothes, and you know, all the employees had a locker. And then once they started expanding, adding more people, the lockers moved out to the floor, and then they built the line that I started on, and it just got too big, and I think they just got made where office people used it, and that's about it. Now, I guess I'm going to go hit the drive-thru.
Good plan. There's one just right around the corner from the house. It ain't a mile.
Or it's in Bowling Springs, so that's quite a little bit of traffic, but it'll be worth it for that double bacon cheeseburger.
You know, there's one right here in Lyman. I just passed it. Yeah, I'll probably get a chili cheeseburger.
Jeez, it's good for low carb because I can get it without the bun, but I ain't doing low carb this week. The wife's out of town, eating whatever.
Don't weigh you when she gets home and see that you've been cheating.
Try too hard this week. I mean, I ain't go completely off the rails, but I also ain't just stuck strictly to it. So a couple French fries yesterday, and I might get something from the clock today then if I end up going there. I'll be all right. I'll get back on it next week.
Me with the chili cheeseburger spot, K&4 CHY. Close by wherever you're at.
Yeah, don't have one over this way, but we sure hit the one in Fountain Inn a lot.
That's one of their prices.
Get the one in Fountain Inn, you know, they used to be in little portable buildings, and then they built a proper restaurant. It's still good, but it was never quite the same. Something about the seasoning in that old building, I guess.
I was just thinking, you guys ever been to the clock? It's over there like, 123 and 25. It's over in that area, but there's two clocks right on the same lot, right next to each other, where they had a disagreement. So there's two clocks right side by side.
I think like that. All right, I'm going to say 7-3 for a little bit. I'm at my sister's house. I'm going to get out here and get my packages, and I'll be back on the radio here in a few. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
I had to take a little break and leave and go back, so I figured I'd go over there and grab me a bite to eat before I headed back. But, yeah, sure, used to love those chili cheeseburgers over there. Missed them a lot.
What's on the menu for tonight? Hey, 73, Andrew. We'll catch you later. KN4TFW. Do that.
Seneca now. We used to live in Fountain Inn. Moved over here a bit more than 25 years ago.
There's a Seneca. Yeah, that's a pretty area up that way.
We missed Fountain Inn when we first moved over here, but we really love it over here. I tell you, that whole area is nothing like it used to be. Fountain Inn, Chesterville, up through there, just an explosion of growth over there.
It's grown up so much, like you said,
one spot that's like it was 25 years ago. I kind of miss all them spots when it was, you know, two lanes and now it's a four lane.
That the wife hadn't been in that area in a long time, and I took her over to Woodruff Road, present day Woodruff Road, showed her all that development they've done between 385 and 14 down through there. Just unbelievable the difference. That used to be, you know, a lot of farmland and stuff like that out through there.
Mad that when you ride down the road, you can't find much farmland. It makes you wonder the direction that the country's going and how you're going to sustain yourself when you're doing away with all the farms.
By the way, to make it easy on your name here, Keith also, so K4CHY. But yeah, I heard y'all talking about the clock, and man, my stomach started growling.
Yeah, my wife, when I called her that I was on my way home, she said, just stop by the clock. So that's what it'll be. For her, it'll be a BLT on a bun.
I heard that. Yeah, pretty much my regular is to Keith. Like I said, I do miss them a lot, but my arteries probably don't miss them. It's probably for the best.
Yeah, hold on just a minute. I'm going into a bad area. Give me just a minute. I think it's that old LED billboard that they just put up. I mean, it's my radio acts up every time I go past it now.
Makes sense, and I kind of wonder. I need to look into these LED bulbs I got in the ceiling up here. I know people have complained about my signal before, and I wonder if these things are, you know, multicolored, whatever brightness you want them, so got to find some way to monitor them to see what's worse and what's not. Okay.
Yeah, you're a little bit scratchy, but it's perfectly copyable.
It's like it's worse at times, so yeah, I'm not quite sure what's causing it. I've changed out coaxes and antennas and radios and still have a problem over it.
Just got to live with it. And then, like you said, sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not.
4CKK. Interesting to hear you say that the LEDs, you know, affect your I guess, reception, possibly transmission, when you're in the area of, like, an LED display board.
All of a sudden, on my way to work in this one little area, it just started acting up, and I was trying to figure out what the difference was. And man, when I get within a couple hundred yards of that sign, it just, I mean, it just breaks the squelch, and all you get is static and that until I get clear of it.
Perfect sense, because I come in on 385 into downtown Greenville every day, and that big LED sign right there by the Bond Secours Center. As soon as I pull up to the intersection, it just throws my radio into a conniption. And then once I get past it, it seems to go back to operating normal.
Same way here.
That had never occurred to me, but I had heard problems with LEDs in the house before. And, yeah, that makes perfect sense, because that's just a big, huge wall of LEDs. I bet it is throwing out some interference.
Often wonders, coming by there, why does my radio just do this at this time? And like you, it has never occurred to me that it could be that fine, but that makes perfect sense now that y'all said something.
Probably something's going bad on it or something, and, you know, if you complained about it, I doubt they'd do anything about it.
That, or just the fact that, I mean, you're only 20 yards from it when you're sitting there at that intersection, and so it's just bearing right down on top of you.
Clear on what actually the interference is coming from. If it's like the power supplies, or if it is something with the LED, or what. But I didn't quite understand that, but I've heard that a lot.
Interesting. I appreciate y'all letting me break in. I'll let you get back to your conversation, but I thought that was just really cool. I wanted to say thanks for having a conversation.
Anytime. KN4 TFW.
name's Ken.
Hey, Demetrius, is KO4CKK. I am Mark. I'll be on here sporadically, so good to hear you. Hope to run into you again.
What's your suffix phonetically?
Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey. Hotel Yankee. First QSO, isn't it?
No, I don't remember hearing you before. I'm usually actually working at this time, so if you, you're traveling back and forth to work this time of day, then, yeah, I probably wouldn't have heard you before.
You catch me is from about 5:30 in the morning to about 6:15. In the afternoons, I get off at 4, but half the time I'm on the telephone on the way home and don't get to talk on the radio.
Yeah, I don't hit that early very often. I think I might have heard the tail end of you, but, I do a 8-5 Monday through Friday thing, so I don't have to get up too early, over.
4 o'clock every day.
Bright eyes, bushy tails at 5:30, 4 to 6. So, yep, she was always on the road, usually about 4, 4:15.
This time of the day is the mornings. I really like the morning. Now, when that sun starts going down, hey, I'm going to shut her down.
She had a hard time getting to sleep during the summer. She'd go to bed before the sun would.
About every day, me and Mama turn in about 8, but we're both up at 4, so I figure 8 hours ain't too bad to sleep. And that, but you know, it.
She had a couple of, she does quilting and stuff, so she had a couple of really big curtains that she made up to where she could sleep during the summertime.
Mobile, or are you on a? On a base.
Stationary on a base.
It just all of a sudden it just got real staticky for some reason.
That seems to be the problem. I can't get figured out what's doing it, because nothing has changed. And, kind of suspect the mic cord, but, it's not easy to replace them without buying a new mic, and I don't think I could probably find another one of these.
I know there for a while, we all kind of had the consensus that it was something with the repeaters, because it, you know, it'd be doing good, and then everybody's radio would be terrible at the same time.
I've heard that from some other stations, too, so, yeah, maybe that's what it is. It's just, maybe I'm not holding my mouth right or something. but yeah, I'm lucky enough to be able to work from home, but yeah, normally I'd still be in there working. But got my second booster yesterday, and it kind of knocked me for a loop this morning.
I hate working from home. I had caught COVID back in January, and it didn't hurt me, and I was only sick like 24 hours and that, but I had to work from home until I got done with the quarantine time.
Gotcha. We've got we're a small group of designers. There's, well, now 4 of us. We just hired another one. But one of them is a younger guy, and he's the same way. He hauled his stuff home and was there like a day and a half and said, nope, I'm going back in. So he's been our contact man on the inside ever since about this stuff started.
Company, if you don't mind me asking?
No, corporate owned, but it used to be Compact Air Products.
Hang on a minute, I gotta pull into this clock and place an order for a chili cheeseburger.
That. Think about me while you do it. K and 4 CHY, standing by.
DFW Mobile.